welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we discuss various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Those of you that follow this conversation probably heard me mention the importance of the logistics industry in South Africa's agriculture and the fact that we are exporting as a country about half of what we produce in value terms. I'm mentioning these points because they are relevant for the discussion that I saw in the weekend papers in South Africa. If you read the business pages, there was an extensive coverage of the negotiations that are currently happening between the labor unions and Transnet. Transnet is an important player in the South African economy and more so in South Africa's agriculture, which is export oriented. At the moment, there's a wage negotiations that are happening. Labor representatives, South African Transport and Allied Workers Union, which is SATAU, and United National Transport Union, which is UNTU, they are in negotiations with Transnet about the wage demands that they have. My reading of the papers is that these unions are demanding about 13.5% increase on the wages and willing to settle for a 10% increment. That's what the Business Times put out this weekend. And at the same time, Transnet is offering them a 4% increase, having lifted it from the initial increase that was just around about 1.5%, I think so. So there is an ongoing conversation so that all of these parties can be able to find common ground and get back to their activity. But one of the things that was mentioned in the Business Times over the weekend was that SATAU talks of a possible strike as of Monday today, that if there is no common ground, they might actually be going on strike. And this is something that got a number of people in agriculture that I've been talking about in private messages and some of the commentary that I've seen in the media. It got them really worried because to the point that I had made that we are an export oriented sector. And I guess it's the same story if you think about people that are in mining or automobile that are also dependent on the functions of Transnet or services of Transnet. So any disruptions that could happen there would obviously have a negative impact on these businesses. But I've also seen people talk about the potential costs, and I've actually had even some journalists asking me about what would be the cost of an impact of a strike. From where I sit at this point, I don't think that we are able to provide a figure, or we should be thinking about that figure more intensely, because the point is we hope that there's common ground. The parties that are sitting and negotiating, they can be able to find some settlement and the activity could go forward. But in an event that doesn't happen, the cost would depend about on the time frame of that strike. If there is a strike, and for how long will then the strike take? And I think that's when people will be able to talk of the cost of that. But I'll make a comment on agriculture, and this is not the cost of the possible cost, but it's just that the amount of trade that happens in the fourth quarter of each year, because we are now in the last quarter of the year. So if there be any disruption, it will potentially impact the exports activity or the import activity of this quarter. If you think about South Africa's agriculture, to say in the last quarter of the year, is it as busy as other quarters of the year? The answer to that is yes. In terms of the exports value, if you just think about 2021 and even the years before that, the exports in the last quarter of the year are usually around about $2.8 billion of agricultural products. That's what we're able to export as a country in the last quarter of the year. And you will know that for the full year, our exports on average are just over $10 billion. Last year was a record, which was $12.4 billion. That's an annual figure. But the point is, the last quarter is as important when we think about it. The industries or the products that typically dominate the exports in the last quarter of each year are usually citrus, maize, apples and pears, wine, soybeans, oil, apricots, cherries, peaches, grapes, nuts, berries, wool. Those are some of the products that you typically see appearing a lot when you think about the exports activity in South Africa in the last quarter of the year. And of course, there's going to be some harvesting that in fact has started in the berries and the others, and these will need to continuously be going out to the export markets. And of course, agriculture is also one of those industries where some of the products are perishable, so they need to quickly reach their export markets. But we also import a lot in the last quarter of the year. If you think about it in the same way as I've explained the exports, and you think about the imports activity in the last quarter of each year, it's usually valued around about $1.9 billion. And the products that dominate the imports activity in the last quarter of each year in South Africa, it will be wheat, palm oil, rice, spirits and whiskies, poultry meat, sunflower oil, and soybean oil cake. You will see those in the top of the list of the products that we import. Now, if there would be a prolonged strike in the logistics industry, those are some of the trade activity or products that would pretty much be affected. But again, I'm not mentioning these numbers to say these are the costs of the strikes or anything, but it's just to go through the statistics that is there in our trade figures on what really happens in the fourth quarter of the year. If anything, we would have to calculate and think about these things depending on the outcome of the wage negotiations. But knowing some of the parties that are sitting down and their good friends at Transnet, we only, or I personally hope that they're able to find a common ground and not get into any possible strikes or anything, so that we can be able to keep the activity going, because Transnet is at the heart of the South African economy, and the sector that I work in agriculture, we heavily depend on their activities. But these are some of the things that I thought maybe they are worth putting out there, since I've seen a number of comments that have been in the weekend papers, and some of the questions that people have been raising in some of the messages to me. But I think aside from the labor conversations that are happening with Transnet, we can maybe make a mention about the logistics industry in general in South Africa, to make a point that it does need some improvements. The roads in South Africa, if anyone drives around the country, with the exception of the Western Cape, the road networks are in bad shape in South Africa. And I think the past 2 years' heavy rains, they actually exacerbated the declining road conditions in the country. Some of the small towns and municipalities have not really performed fairly well. And there's evidence that is out there to actually see how they've performed, and they've not been able to maintain some of these roads. Rail and ports also needs improvement. But here, I'm again very optimistic, because Transnet is sitting with the agricultural agribusinesses, agricultural community, farmer association and commodity association, and they are working on their agricultural strategy so that they continue to serve the sector and they rectify some of the downfalls that maybe that had happened over the past few years, to say how do we close off that to ensure that the sector is pretty much served well. And as working for AgBiz, the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, those are some of the conversations that we've been part of, and we are happy to see what they are developing. So that strategy, I think, is going to be useful for long-term planning. What we are seeing, what was covered in the weekend papers, is more of a near-term glitch, which we hope that it gets to be resolved. There's common ground, and then we can focus on long-term improvement of the logistics industry in South Africa, because we do need it as agriculture. I've made the point that we are thinking about, as a country now, when I'm saying we, the expansion of agricultural production. There's all kinds of things, the master plan, agriculture and agro-processing master plan, various commodity master plans. All of these are looking at expanding the agricultural output and ensuring that in the process there are jobs that gets to be created. But for us to do that, we also have to make sure that there is demand for these products, which is why there's certain markets which we have identified for exports growth: China, Japan, India, Bangladesh, Taiwan are some of those countries, that South Korea, some of those countries that South Africa is looking at, to say, can we expand our presence in these countries while maintaining our exports activity in the EU, in the African continent, and some of the Asian countries. But in the process of doing that, we also then have to make sure that the logistics industry is up to scratch to be able to move the new volumes that will be coming out in the fields. And that's why then that long-term strategy, which Transnet and agribusinesses and farmer association and commodity organizations are working on, is so important. And I think we should all be focusing on that and thinking about that, and in the near-term labor issues, and wish these colleagues well on that and the success in finding common ground so that the activity doesn't stop. South Africa does need a logistics sector that works, and our economy is not in good shape. We need every sector of the economy pushing forward, and I think that agriculture is one of those that can push forward into resolving some of our challenges, particularly in the rural communities. That's it for this week, colleagues, and you can read some of the things that I write in my personal website, which is wandilesihlobo.com. Or you can read some of our work at the Agricultural Business Chamber at www.agbiz.co.za, which is www.agbiz.co.za. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. I will come back with some other comments on things that impact our agricultural economy next week.